You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God, always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the bad road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. I hope everyone had a great week, and most importantly, you spent some time praying to Jesus. Prayer is our opportunity to talk directly to Jesus whenever we want about whatever is on our mind. Prayer is how we build a relationship with Jesus, and the more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes. In time, through prayer, we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all of our problems and burdens and let Him handle them. When we do, we find ourselves living life in peace and contentment without worries, fears, or stress. Years ago, I would have never understood anything I just told you. Luckily for me, in 2010, through a series of events that took place in my life, no doubt generated by the Lord, I found Jesus, and to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about living by the golden rule and how although it's a simple concept to grasp, it's not easy for any of us to follow. But we as Christians are obligated to do our best to follow this command and that we can reach out to the Lord for His help and strength. On today's show, we'll speak about something we all face from time to time, some more than others and some more often than others, and that is dealing with doubts. As humans, we have many doubts. We doubt ourselves, we doubt others, and worst of all, we doubt our faith and belief in the Lord. The question to ask is, why? And what can we do about it? For starters, let's understand why we have doubts. Doubt itself is a mental state of mind that can lead to negative emotions like worry, fear, sadness, and depression. We doubt we'll get that raise or that promotion because we have convinced ourselves, for whatever reason, it's just not going to happen. But we want it, and rather than turn to Jesus and pray for it, we allow our doubts to drive our emotions, making us worry and getting upset before we even know the outcome. There are many examples like these, but in each case, we can and should turn to Jesus and pray on it rather than allowing our doubts to consume us. But what about when we doubt our faith? Then what can we do? Well, believe it or not, pray on that as well. Having doubts is human, and the Lord knows that. When we do, just as with everything else, He is there to help us as long as we reach out to Him. In the Bible it says, James chapter 1 verse 6, "But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind." This Bible verse acknowledges that the Lord understands we will have doubts and also shares that when we have doubts about our faith, it is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. Throughout our Bible, there are so many examples of doubt. When Jesus appeared to the apostles, after He rose from the dead, Thomas was not present to witness it for himself, despite the other apostles telling him he would not believe it until Jesus appeared to him, which took place the following week. Also, the story of when Jesus was walking on water and Peter wanted to join Him. He told Peter to step out of the boat, and soon Peter too began walking on water. But suddenly, his doubts took over because he couldn't believe what was happening, and he began to sink. The Lord knows we are full of doubts, and He is there to help us whenever we reach out to Him. Understanding how to deal with our doubts is another part of living life as a Christian. Today's topic is dealing with doubts. There are many reasons why we doubt. Sometimes we remember a bad experience and we're afraid it will happen again. Just the fear of failure or social issues, thinking that someone will make fun of us or talk about us behind our backs. But for all of these feelings, we can easily turn to Jesus through prayer and ask for His help, strength, and confidence. The challenge for us is when we doubt our faith, because that's when we have the devil feeding us with all kinds of thoughts, such as, does God really exist? Is heaven a myth? Did Jesus really come to earth? And the list can go on and on. These doubts are dangerous because they pull us away from the Lord, and rather than give in to them, we need to stop, take hold of ourselves, and reach out to Jesus immediately and ask for His help. As soon as we do, we will find the doubts diminishing, for the Lord will cast away the devil. The first song I'm going to play today ties into today's theme of dealing with doubts. If we choose to be Christian, we have done so because deep down, we believe in God and His only Son, Jesus Christ. We do believe that Jesus was sent to the earth and that He died on the cross for our sins. Moreover, we believe that the night before He died, He performed His greatest miracle, the Holy Eucharist. The song I'm going to play is called You Are the One. When I wrote this song, I thought of how wonderful Jesus is as the Son of God and all He did for us. In the verses, we hear how wonderful, loving, kind, and generous He is. And then in the chorus, we acknowledge Jesus as the one who gave us the Holy Eucharist and who saved us all by dying on the cross for our sins. Please listen now to my song, You Are the One.
You are the one, the juice so full of love, so warm, so pure, so sweet, watching from above, so merciful and kind, so generous.
We eat this bread and drink.
Art will be right back.
Ever thought about doing a podcast, but you're not sure how? My buddy Chris Daly is the go-to guy to get your show started the right way. He'll handle your intros, outros, background music, plus a full guide to help you build your audience. Right now, get $100 off your launch, plus a free strategy call. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Do it now. Talking more about today's topic, dealing with doubts, we can turn to the Bible where it says, Luke chapter 24, verse 38, and he said to them, "Why are you troubled and why do doubts arise in your hearts?" This Bible verse acknowledges that we will have doubts, but questions why we give into them, because when we do, we only allow our doubts to grow, leading to negative emotions of worry, fear, stress, and anxiety. And as I said earlier, we all have doubts, and that is something none of us will change. But we have a choice. We can let the doubts fill our minds with all kinds of negative thoughts, or we can turn to Jesus through prayer. Prayer is our answer for so many things, and the more we learn how to use it, the easier our lives will be. Whatever we're doubting, whether it's results from the medical report, the decisions about the new job following the interview we had, the pending approval for the bank loan, and so many other worries we have because of our doubts, simply turn to Jesus and share them with Him. Open up to Jesus through prayer and let Him know our doubts and what we are stressing over. Seek His help, strength, and confidence to accept any outcome, to deal with it, because when we have Jesus in our hearts, which happens when we pray, there is nothing we cannot handle, because there is nothing impossible for Jesus. When we pray and share all that is on our minds with Jesus, we immediately feel a strong sense of peace and calm, because Jesus is taking those doubts, fears, and worries away. However, we have to be careful that after we pray, we don't take them back by doubting and worrying all over again. No, we must relieve ourselves of the doubts, the worries, and the fears, and let Jesus handle them, no matter what they are. This doesn't mean we won't have difficulties and obstacles in our lives, but it does mean that when we learn through prayer to let go of them and to give them to the Lord, in essence, let go and let God, we don't feel the doubts, the worries, and the fears consuming us. Instead, we are at peace and confident we can handle anything we are challenged with, because we are no longer alone. We have Jesus with us. So as we go through our week, remember to pray to Jesus at least once a day and share with Him all that we are troubled over and give those doubts, worries, and fears to Him. Understanding how powerful prayer can be is another step in living life as a Christian. Our topic today is dealing with doubts. No matter what we are doubting, we will do ourselves a lot of good if we simply turn to Jesus through prayer and ask Him for His help. In the Bible it says, Jude chapter 1, verse 22, "And have mercy on those who doubt." This Bible verse once again acknowledges that doubt is a facet of life, and all we can do is try hard not to give into it. So seek out Jesus through prayer and let Him help. We can also ask ourselves a very simple question. Do we want to feel good and enjoy our lives, or do we want to allow our doubts to consume us with worries, fears, and stress? I think we all know the answer. So follow the simple solution and cast those doubts away before they grow into strong negative emotions by opening up to Jesus through prayer and sharing them with Him. There is no reason why we have to allow our doubts to burden us, so give them to the Lord and let Him take care of them for us. The next song I'm going to play has a strong message, and that is that we should not judge or be critical of others, for it is not our place as Christians. The song is called In Jesus' Name. When I wrote this song, I thought about how easily we criticize people, many of whom we don't even know, by how they dress, how they speak, or how they act. It's not our place to judge anyone. Only our God can do that. In the song verses, we hear the typical judgmental acts many of us are guilty of. And then in a chorus, the simple idea that all we have to do is believe in the Lord and nothing more, for we are all God's people. Please listen now to my song, In Jesus' Name.
Don't roll your eyes, don't criticize, look beyond what you can see. Don't talk about, don't sell them out, accept them for who they choose to be. It's not for you to say how they should live.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts. Or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the third Sunday of Easter. The Easter season is the longest season in the church calendar, with the exception of Ordinary Time. The season lasts 50 days, starting with Easter Sunday and ending with Pentecost Sunday. In today's gospel, Jesus appears to the apostles a third time, this time when they were fishing but were unsuccessful. They didn't recognize Jesus at first because he was ashore, but when he yelled out to them, telling them to cast out their nets over the right side of the boat, their nets were practically bursting because of the fish. Then they knew exactly who he was. Jesus had breakfast with them and then asked Peter three times if he loved him. Each time Peter said yes, Jesus tells him to do something and finally ends by saying, "Follow me." Peter was unaware at that time that he would wind up with a similar death as Jesus. The psalm for today is Psalm 30. "I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me." This psalm, most likely written by King David, offers thanksgiving and praise and expresses gratitude for God's deliverance from difficult times. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text supported by a modern melody and contemporary musical arrangement. This psalm has been published by Worship Now. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 30, "I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me."
I will praise you, Lord. I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. I will praise you, Lord. I will extol
Art. Will be right back.
Ever thought about doing a podcast, but you're not sure how? My buddy Chris Daly is the go-to guy to get your show started the right way. He'll handle your intros, outros, background music, plus a full guide to help you build your audience. Right now, get $100 off your launch plus a free strategy call. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Do it now. Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, The Five Finger Prayer. 1. Your thumb is nearest you, so begin your prayers by praying for those closest to you. They are the easiest to remember. To pray for our loved ones is, as C.S. Lewis once said, a sweet duty. 2. The next finger is the pointing finger. Pray for those who teach, instruct, and heal. This includes teachers, doctors, and ministers. They need support and wisdom in pointing others in the right direction. Keep them in your prayers. 3. The next finger is the tallest finger. It reminds us of our leaders. Pray for the president, leaders in business and industry, and administrators. These people shape our nation and guide public opinion. They need God's guidance. 4. The fourth finger is our ring finger. Surprising to many is the fact that this is our weakest finger, as any piano teacher will testify. It should remind us to pray for those who are weak, in trouble, or in pain. They need your prayers day and night. You could not pray too much for them. And lastly comes 5, our little finger, the smallest finger of all, which is where we should place ourselves in relation to God and others. As the Bible says, the least shall be the greatest among you. Your pinky should remind you to pray for yourself. By the time you have prayed for the other 4 groups, your own needs will be put into proper perspective and you will be able to pray for yourself more effectively. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.